Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guests for today's show are Arielle Ford and Brian Hilliard. Arielle Ford has spent the past 25 years living and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. Arielle is the author of the international bestseller, The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. She is also the author of a book titled Wabi Sabi Love, The Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships, which offers a groundbreaking shift in perception, showing couples how to have a deeper, more loving, and more fulfilling relationship. Arielle has been called the Cupid of Consciousness and the Fairy Godmother of Love. She lives in La Jolla, California with her husband and soulmate, Brian Hilliard, and their feline friends. Brian Hilliard has spent the last 25 years developing, managing, and investing in commercial real estate, telecommunications, publishing, film, and music entertainment properties. Today, his focus is mainly on humanitarian projects, as well as assisting nonprofit organizations in the areas of fundraising, business consulting, and hands-on participation. To connect with Arielle Ford online, please visit her website, www.soulmatesecret.com. Welcome, Arielle and Brian.
Thanks, Margo. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you two?
Awesome.
Couldn't be better. Sitting out looking at the ocean, it's 70 degrees here in La Jolla. It's nice.
Oh, fantastic. That's fantastic. I wish we had a window so that we could see the view from where we are as well. But we're all on the radio, so we just have to imagine your beautiful view from here. Now, this is a first for me, having two guests on the same time, but it just seemed so perfect to have the two of you on to be talking about The Soulmate Secret. And I have to say that I read the Kindle version of The Soulmate Secret to prepare for the show, and I love that book, Arielle.
Oh, thank you, Margo.
I'm getting all sorts of echoes and weirdness, like a pre-recorded part of the first part that came in.
Margo, are you there?
My husband just came in and said that there's echoes. He's having echoes.
Oh, really?
Hearing echoes. Do either of you hear echoes?
No, sounds good to me.
No, I hear you loud and clear, beautiful, pristine, and very clear, yeah.
Thank you. I do. I hear you too, just fine, too. And he had come in at first saying that it was good, but hopefully, well, let's just continue, and we'll see if he comes back in and says anything more about the sound, but he's my sound checker, so he lets me know what's going on with the sound. Anyway, back to the book. I love the book. I am so glad I read it, even though I'm not looking for a soulmate right now. I already have a relationship like that. So I didn't need to read the book for that reason, but I really enjoyed reading it, and it reminded me of things that I did during the year 1980, prior to when Dudley and I got together. So it just, I highly recommend that people get that book of yours, and whether they've been married for a long time or if they're looking for a soulmate, either way, I think it's going to be really helpful to them.
Thanks so much.
Arielle, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about what is a soulmate.
Well, my definition is a soulmate is first and foremost somebody you can completely be yourself with, somebody mm-hmm. with whom you share unconditional love, and when you look into their eyes, you have the experience of being home. And if you accept that definition, then the really, really good news is that you already have a lot of soulmates in your life. It could be your parents, your kids, your siblings, your business partner, your coworkers, even your cats and dogs. And the fastest way to have a romantic soulmate is to keep putting your attention on all the love that's already in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. And what does this say, Dudley? Oh, okay, it's working fine now. He came back in and said he restarted the link and it's working fine.
Okay.
But what you said about that, I totally relate to that. And I love the fact that a soulmate is not just one person, and it can even be your animals. So many people seem to think that a soulmate means that you have this one person, this one perfect person that's out there, and nobody else will do. And I just love that definition that you have of what a soulmate is.
Mm. Well, you know, there's just this big myth out there that we each only get one big love in a lifetime, and it's just a big fat lie. It's not true. We have tons and tons of potential soulmates, and it's really about deciding what you want your life to look like in this incarnation, and who do you want to share your life with, because a great relationship is made up of lots of things. You need chemistry, compatibility, communication, and probably most importantly, a shared vision for the future. You know, so if you're somebody who really likes to spend a lot of time outdoors, being active, doing adventure travel, you want to make sure you don't end up with an agoraphobic, right? That's not going to be the most fun life for you. So, you know, using something like the Soulmate Secret and the Law of Attraction, you can actually intend and have clear intention and manifest the right soulmate for you in this lifetime.
That's a great description of it. And now, you were saying that we can have more than one soulmate in a lifetime. And I love that, because the thing is there are so many people that feel like they are soulmates of mine. And I think of them also as kindred spirits, you know, people that have spirits that are kind of kindred to ours and are like us enough that we have a great time together and yet not like us in some way so that we can grow. Is that part of it as well?
Yeah, and I refer to them as part of our soul tribe, you know. So we all have many, many soulmates, and I say the more the merrier. And you can have more than one romantic soulmate in a lifetime. Some soulmate relationships don't last forever. Some actually come with an expiration date, and it doesn't mean that they weren't your soulmate. And I know one woman who's now married to her third soulmate because she outlived the first two. So there's nothing but possibility here.
Oh, that's fantastic, because, you know, so many people think that there is just that one, and if they don't find that one in all the billions of people that we have on the planet, that they're out of luck. And I love the way you talk about it. I just love that whole aspect. Can you, Brian, can you say something about what you feel about the subject?
Sure. I could go all day. We'd need a couple shows, because I'm a yakker, but I'm in alignment with Ariel, obviously. The minute we met, we recognized one another. We certainly don't live our lives with any limitations. We try to just expand into life, expand into love constantly. So everything you're sharing is something that I've had a deep experience with. So, you know, we are part of a tribe. What we resonate with is love and heart expansion, and you recognize that when you meet people. And you know, with all our travels around the world, we have a pretty large tribe. You're one of them, Margot, you feel that. I'm a very feeling guy, and the mystical experiences, the spiritual experiences are something that I put my attention on, you know, at a very, very, very young age. And by the time I met Ariel, you know, we were just playing the same music off the same sheet of music, and it felt and sounded pretty darn good. And I think you can have that kind of soul relationship with so many people. You just have to be available to it. So that's, Yeah, I'm tuned in and just grooving on your conversations, you guys, because that's how, you know, that's kind of how Ariel and I live our lives. And so we have many cats who are our soul friends within our house here. And, you know, we walk around the neighborhood and talk to all of our soul friend dogs. And so we just live that, you know, we live it, you know, and we it works for us, and it hopefully serves us and others that we meet. So I'm with you guys 1,000,000%.
Yeah, Marcus, the law of attraction states that we draw to us the people, places, and experiences that match our state of being. So if you intentionally put your state of being in on how much love you already have, you're going to get more love. If your state of being is, oh, I don't deserve love, I'm never going to have love, you know, love has passed me by, and you have this feeling that something's missing, all you're going to get is more of this feeling of loneliness and something missing. So it's up to you to manage your thoughts and beliefs and emotions so that you can have all this love. And the easiest way to do it is by practicing gratitude for all the love you know you already have.
I love that. And it reminds me of, I had posted on Facebook, I think it was a week or so ago, the picture of a little bird, blue bird named Feather, that Brian, I think you saw that picture, you commented on it.
I loved it, and yeah.
Well, Ariel, I don't know if you know the story about Feather, but on Valentine's Day in 1980, I was feeling very, very lonely and I felt so incredibly far away from ever having someone to share Valentine's Day with. So I got tired of that, and I decided, you know, I'm going to go to the pet store, and I'm going to get a little bird to bring home with me so I have love in my life. And I named her Feather after, at the time, Stephanie Powers was in a show called Feather and Father that I like to watch. So I thought, I'm going to name her Feather. And that's how she got named Feather. And as soon as she came into my life, I had love there with me in my apartment. I couldn't have a dog or a cat, and I'd always loved parakeets. So I thought, you know, well, that's what I'll get. So I got the parakeet, and it's like one thing led to another. When I was reading your book, it brought back all these memories of things that had happened about getting into more self-development, developing more confidence in myself, more self-esteem, doing things that, as you put, Ariel, in the book, that are getting ready for meeting the person that is your soulmate. And so, you know, those things were all happening. And then I think it was September of that year, I went to get an astrological reading from my grandmother's best friend, a woman named Manamia Tamelelagi, and she did a horoscope reading for me, and she said I would probably end up with a Scorpio or Libra. So I had called my husband, Dudley. We were still friends. We had met in the beginning of 79, but it just wasn't working out. And so we stayed friends, and he was dating other people, and I was dating other people, but I called him up and I said, Dudley, do you know any Scorpios or Libras? Manamia says I'm supposed to end up with a Scorpio or Libra and that I'm probably going to get married in the middle of 1982 if I want to. And it was funny because he called me up about a week later and asked me out. And I said, well, what about that girl that you were going out with? And he goes, oh, she's gone. And we've been together ever since. And it just, you know... What you say in your book, in other words, is what happened with that. And it was a lot of it had to do with shifting my beliefs and also becoming a kind of person that would attract the kind of person that I wanted into my life.
Right.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's a great story. And I love the feather story, too. And what a beautiful bird that was. The picture was gorgeous.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
Yeah, I'd go a step further, too, Margot, and what Ariel said earlier, and that story you just shared captured the essence of what Ariel was sharing. But I always encourage people to make a practice of truly sourcing that feeling, you know, as often as you can during the day, no matter, you know, whatever that process or method or meditation or mantra, whatever it may be, that that serves you, truly, truly source that feeling of the, you know, when you and Feather had your encounter, when you and you've met your husband, when you, you know, you felt that deep, deep sense of love and connection, and you can always go back and source that, or your God, or whatever or nature, you know, just make a practice of continually sourcing that, and you know, I think you'll find that you'll attract and the circle of people around you will be aligned with, you know, love, care, and compassion for themselves and each other and the planet.
That's beautiful.
It's a conscious effort. So it's not going to magically happen. You have to, like, choose. What Brian's talking about is you have to choose, you know. Get still, get quiet, close your eyes, take a time out. You know, I call these practices feelingizations because they don't happen in your head. They happen in your heart. And if any of your listeners want to try it out for free, at soulmatesecret.com, there's a tab called Free Stuff, and you can just go in and listen to some feelingizations that'll take you through the process. And once you do it once or twice, you can make up your own feelingizations to source your own deep feelings of love and gratitude. And once you're in that space of present moment awareness of love and gratitude, then you drop in the desires to make them manifest.
You know, I just wanted to say for a minute, I totally understand what you're saying about feelingizations. And for the audience, though, who haven't read the book yet, when they read the book, they can learn about them. And I think they are fantastic because you're right that really what you want to do with a visualization is you want to be able to feel how you would be feeling if you were seeing the thing, if you were hearing the thing, if you were with the person, the experience. So I love that you have, I guess, coined that phrase, feelingization. It's just a fantastic way to do it.
Yeah, I've actually trademarked it. I get to own something. Yeah, I own feelingization.
Woo!
Yeah, it's really fun. I wanted to mention is that on Amazon.com right now, the Kindle version of The Soulmate Secret is a whopping $1.99. But just for a few more days. So if anybody seriously wants to manifest love and they're willing to spend $1.99, go to Amazon because it's my publisher put it up there just for Valentine's Day, and it's only up there, I don't even know, maybe just a few more days, and then it's, the sale is over.
No, I highly recommend people get over there and get that, or get the book, the actual book, if you prefer real books too, because whichever way you do it, it's money well spent, and it definitely is worth way more than $1.99. That is just like giving it away. I can't believe it. But, yeah, what a great Valentine's gift for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Harper One decided to do that, so good for them.
I just, the time's flying by as it usually does, and so I just wanted to say before I forget and run out of time that next week on Wednesday, February 25th, 2015, my guest will be Judy O'Byrne, and we're going to be talking about her new book, Unwavering Strength, Volume 2, which is scheduled to release on February 24th, the day before the show. So I'll be posting the link for the show on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also sign up for my email newsletters on my website at margotjoydenator.com to receive my weekly newsletters about Live Your Music.
We're really big
fans
of Judy. We love Judy O'Byrne. She's wonderful. You'll have a good interview with her.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she was on my show, excuse me, last year when we talked about her first book, and I had so much fun talking with her. And when she told me this other book was coming out, I knew that I just really wanted to have her on again. And then it just by coincidence, it worked out where she was available to come on the 25th, which is the day after it releases. So that's really exciting. Well, back to you two and the Soulmate Secret. And what else would you like to tell us about the Soulmate Secret, Ariel?
You know, there's so much in there. It really just depends. I think the most important message is that
mm-hmm.
there are 7.2 billion people alive on the planet right now,
mm-hmm.
and more than half of them are single. So there's really no excuse for not finding love. The only thing that gets in people's way is their belief system, you know, whether they're sitting there thinking, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too damaged, all the good ones are taken, the one got away. You know, those beliefs are the only thing that will stop you, because statistically you should be tripping over soulmates every single day. But it requires that you make an investment, you know, an investment of your time and energy and intention and attention, and possibly even $1.99 to read a book, or $30
mm-hmm.
a month to be on Match.com, because you need to make yourself visible. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can't sit on your couch with this belief that, well, if it's meant to be for me to find love, then it will happen. Because otherwise, 30 years from now, you'll still be on the couch by yourself. So I think that's the most important message I have for people right now. A, it's absolutely possible. The one you're looking for is looking for you, but you got to get visible. And you can't sit
mm-hmm.
around waiting for it all to happen. And I have a new blog up at soulmatesecret.com today, which talks
mm-hmm.
about the paradox of manifesting, because part of you needs to totally be in action, and
mm-hmm.
the other part of you needs to simultaneously be surrendered and detached from the outcome. And today's blog explains how to do that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful paradox. That is the combination of you need to have action and you need to be able to feel it. And so many people that say the law of attraction doesn't work don't seem to understand that attraction actually has the word action right in it.
Exactly. It's right there. You can't miss it. Yeah, so you got to, you know, just like if you, let's imagine you were a single mom with four small children and you got fired
mm-hmm.
from your job. You would
mm-hmm.
move heaven and earth to find work. You wouldn't sit home thinking, well, if God wants me to have a job, it'll knock on the door. You would know exactly what to do. You would get your resume up to date. You'd go online. You'd network. You'd do interviews. You'd be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with love, you know. There's the greatest shopping mall for mates in the world. It's online. And a lot of it doesn't even cost any money. You can go look for free. There are people out there who are looking for someone just like you if you get out of your own way and get into action.
Yeah, that's so true. And also, it's like you said, it's getting out there. It's not just sitting home on the couch and imagining it. I mean, you do need to imagine it in the sense that you need to know what you want, and you need to get really clear on what it is that matters to you and who you are. Because, you know, if you don't know what matters most to you and what kind of relationship you want to be in, then you're going to end up with anything, right?
Yeah.
It's not
totally right.
Yeah. So that's, to me, part of what it is that getting yourself ready means also knowing who you are. And that's part of why I wrote my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, is because I didn't even know who I was or what I wanted for so long, and I didn't even realize that I needed to be myself. And that's one of the messages I think is so important that's in your book and also in mine, is you need to be yourself, and you need to take the time, like you said, Ariel, to get quiet and to really realize what it is that matters most to you, what your heart would be happy with, and how you can live that in your life.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The question is...
I went crazy there for a second.
Yeah, the question is, how can people start finding out who they are? And it takes being quiet, is that right? It takes being quiet and really thinking about what matters most to you. Is that true?
Yeah, it's a deep self-inquiry as to what's going to contribute to your long-term happiness, you know? And the easiest way to do that is to look to your past relationships, you know, the
mm-hmm.
ones that didn't work, and make
mm-hmm.
a list, you know, put a line down the middle of the paper, what worked, what didn't work, you know, so you can look and see what are the qualities you want in your soulmate and what are the ones you're sure you don't want and what brings you joy and what doesn't bring you joy. But, yeah, you have to absolutely know yourself first before, you know, otherwise you're just hoping that, you know, you'll get lucky and you'll trip over the right person, when in fact you can co-create and design the relationship of your dreams. But it does require putting that time and energy into figuring it out. Just like with a job, you know. Yes, you could go work in an accounting office, you could go sell cars, or you could be an internet marketer. You know, what is it that's going to bring you joy? What's your passion? You know, you don't want to randomly just fall into an office and say, put me to work.
Right, right. That's so true. And one of the things that I also loved in your book, you talked about what parts are negotiable and what parts are not non-negotiable as far as what you want in that kind of relationship.
Yeah, so if you're somebody who's into leading a healthy lifestyle and you're sure you don't want somebody who's doing massive amounts of recreational drugs and smoking cigarettes, then one of the top priorities on your soulmate wish list is, you know, my soulmate leads a very healthy lifestyle that's compatible with mine, you know.
Yeah, and so to me it seems like what you're saying too is a lot of this is about behavior. It's not about making a list of, well, my soulmate's going to be this height and they're going to have this color hair and they're going to work in this exact job or whatever. You know, it's about how they're going to behave, how they live their life, the kind of values that they have, and how you feel with them also, right?
Most importantly, how do you feel with them? Do you feel loved, cherished, adored, appreciated? You know, are they your best friend? Are you having fun with them? Can you talk and work things out? You know, all of that's really important.
I totally agree. And I feel so blessed because that's the way my relationship is with my husband Dudley, is that, you know, we've been friends the whole time, even before we got together, and I can be totally comfortable with him, and I want that for other people, and I want that for our son, and I want it for everyone listening out there. I want you to be able to find someone that is your soulmate, that you can spend time with, that you can feel comfortable with. And you know, to do that, you also need to live your music. And I want to ask everyone out there, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, Ariel, you and Brian are having so much fun. I love seeing all the posts that you've put on Facebook. And people can also find you on Facebook as well. They can go to your fan page.
Facebook.com/soulmatesecret, and then there's another one that's / Ariel Ford fan page. So,
and that's spelled Ariel Ford, and then fan page for Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for being on the show, and thank you, Ariel, for writing your book. And I'd love to have you on again sometime and talk to you about your other book, Wabi Sabi Love. We ran out of time
to talk about that.
I haven't read it yet, but it's on my list. I want to read that next. Thank you again for being on my show, Brian. Thank you for being on also.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and an honor.
And it's so much fun talking to you, too, finally,
Margo.
After all this time seeing each other on Facebook.
Well, we'll
have
to
a
get together,
wonderful
heart-to-heart and face-to-face, and meet Dudley, too. We want to meet Dudley. Go, Dudley.
Yeah, well, we have a cousin that lives in La Jolla, and he keeps saying, come down and visit me. You haven't come down to visit me. So we need to do that, and maybe when we come down to see him, we can meet you, too, in person. That would be really, really fun.
That would be. Let's make it happen. Thanks
okay.
again.
Okay.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, Margo.
Thanks,
Margo. Bye,
Margo.
Bye, Ariel. Bye, Brian.
Bye.
Much love to all, everyone in your audience, too. Thank you for listening, and just thanks for having us on. It's been a lot of fun. Bye-bye.
It has been. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye,
talk
everyone.
To you soon.
Do your best to live your music this week. I'll talk to you next week.